Hey everyone, I hope you have gotten into the habit of daily prayer with me and by yourself during the day with your families, if you have a family with you. I want to talk to you just a little bit today about authority. And I think that if we really look at the basis for authority issues, it boils down to our sin nature. And we are born with a sin nature, and that sin nature says that I am the boss, I should be the boss, and the other bosses aren't really going to be our bosses. And because of that, I think we struggle with authority sometimes. And I don't think any of us are immune from struggling with authority, be it the authority of God, be it the authority of maybe our boss at work, or someone who is over us in an organization. But I want you to think for just a minute. Paul writes in Romans chapter 13, the first verse, he says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities." And we can think of this in terms of our government. We can think about this in terms of anyone who governs over us or who is above us on the ladder of power. And so I just want you just for a minute today to think about those people in your life who are authority figures. And I want you to ask yourself, do I struggle with their authority? Now, obviously, there is justice when it comes to anger at times, and righteous anger is something that we will talk about. But when we struggle with authority, I don't know about you, but I think oftentimes in the past when I've struggled with authority and still do, I struggle with authority even in situations where I don't really need to. But because of past hurts, because of past letdowns, because of past decisions that leaders have made, I don't trust and therefore I don't honor. So I just want to ask something very difficult of you today. I want you to think about someone who is an authority figure in your life, be it someone at work, someone at school, someone in your home, someone in the government. And I want you with me today to say, you know, I do have a problem with this authority. God does not call me to support sinful behavior, but God does call me to be subject to authority. And so to be able to sort that out with God and to say, Lord, in what things do I stand up and obviously not condone, or in what areas do I speak up, and what areas do I just need to allow authority to make decisions, even when I don't agree, so long as it's not sinful. So let's just think about that today, and let's just pray about that. Father, thank you so much that you are the ultimate authority. You're the authority that we have to answer to more than any other. And Father, forgive us when we buck your authority by sinning, when we buck your authority by not doing what your word and your son have taught us to do. God, I just pray that whatever authority people that we run into today, Lord, for all of us, that we would pause and practice that pause and remember that you have placed them in that authority position. And I just pray, Lord, that whether it's a teacher, whether it's a boss, whether it's a co-worker that is above us in the chain of command, Father, whether it's someone that we run into, somebody who works in law enforcement, somebody who works in government, anyone, Father, that you have given the ability to have authority, Lord, I just pray that you would soften our hearts. Lord, we know we live in a time of division, a time where so much hate is around us, but Lord, let us remember that your word says you will know we are Christians. They will know we are Christians by our love. And so, Lord, today forgive us when we buck authority when we don't need to. Give us strength, Lord, when we need to stand up for the things that are right. But God, would you soften our hearts towards those in authority? And Lord, I know that you're placing on the hearts and minds of people listening to this today who that person or who those people are. And God, you don't call us to always agree, but you do call us to love. And so, Lord, would you plant seeds in us and remind us today and in the days to come, Lord, that we are to love. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, one more thing before we go today. Have you been working on praying continually? We talked about that yesterday, praying continually throughout the day. Leave yourself notes, put yourself reminders on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. But let's go through today with a heart of prayer, and I think we'll find out that our days go so much better when Jesus is walking along with us and we're having a conversation with him. Have a great day.